Hello, this is Pastor Jeff Johns, White Horse Christian Center. I want to take a few moments to continue and explain a little bit about where we are in terms of a fresh visitation of the Holy Spirit. As I have stated earlier, we've had a wonderful presence of the Lord, a visitation, June the 28th, but really, there were events leading up to it throughout the month of June, particularly highlighting during Father's Day. 20 years ago, in May 1995, we had an awesome visitation of the Lord, and we've experienced a lot of growth since then, a sovereign presence of the Lord, continued grace abounding, an awesome presence of God the entire time. But recently, in June, we've experienced what we call a fresh visitation of the Holy Spirit that has turned into a habitation and has led to impartation. A lot of testimonies are coming back, a lot of fruit, people being ministered to. This is what we call an added glory. I touched base earlier. I want to do a little follow-up. We have completely changed the sanctuary. Our ministers gathering in August was incredible. You can go online, see the services. Sort of a precedence. The title of that was Fresh Bread, a precedence for what we'll be doing in November. We perceive, we've never done this before, but the Holy Spirit was showing us, call it Fresh Bread again in November for our prophetic gathering, November 11, 12, and 13. So it will be a continuum. Earlier, I showed you the sanctuary changes, what was the West Third. So follow me. I'll show you a few things that we have done since then. Come along. As you come into the sanctuary now from the atrium, we're at the other end of the building. In 2003, October 5th, we moved into the facility. The first time we rented this facility in 2002, we were in this building on the west side. We moved the sanctuary to the east side for several reasons, but now that we've grown, we've changed the sanctuary. This move of God has a lot of change in it. We don't change for the sake of change, but change as Holy Spirit is leading us, directing us, and we're doing things different. Now, we have over 40% more chairs in the same space. This is our sanctuary now platform. It has changed. We're still doing a lot of things. It takes a lot of work to move all the sound equipment, all the lighting, screens, etc., platform. We moved everything in about 2 weeks, and we still continue to work on things, improving lighting, improving sound, give you a better presentation as you watch online. That's important to us. We're also not only wanting to capture what's happening, but capture the anointing. And we believe the Lord is showing us and telling us to have greater people awareness, what God's doing in the people, what's happening in the people, and try to capture that. We have many, many testimonies of people being healed since the service in June 28th. God continues to touch corporately our entire congregation. We're seeing a lot of children really touched by the Lord and getting involved, praying for people, ministering to people, laying hands on people, prophetic words, joining us on the platform. This really is an exciting time. This is the area in the West Third when you used to come to conferences where the basketball area was. Outside these doors in front of me is an exit to the area where we used to have activities and have a tent set up for all the youth. Youth conference was great. We want to thank you for sending your young people, leaders, for participating and supporting what God is doing here. Many young people were saved here at the youth conference in July. Many were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Our worship time was phenomenal. Word time was phenomenal. We hope they've come home, been a contribution to you, and you have continued to see a touch of God in their lives and move of God in their lives and touching other people. In this area right here is where we have always done baptisms. We have a horse tank that we've covered with insulation. We have a tank here with water that'll put hot water in it for us. Beginning of June, we were baptizing a lot of people here and a lot of children. The Holy Spirit began to move during that baptism time, touched a lot of children. From then on, we began to experience a real move of Holy Spirit. We have more baptisms scheduled, probably baptized a couple hundred people since beginning of May already this year. There are several things about this move that are interesting and exciting. Now, I've been saved for 45 years, and I have been Spirit-filled for 43 years, and I've been pastoring for 32 years. In God's grace and just in His sovereignty and considered an honor, I've been a part of several moves of the Holy Spirit, historical. Jesus movement, the charismatic movement, The presbyters that ministered in my life are part of the healing move of God, the latter rain move of God. All have unique and special dynamics that accompany them. But in this, we're seeing real emphasis on unity involving the entire body. In any one service, the flow of the anointing could go in any one direction with many people participating in an event. Oftentimes what we're doing now is filling this area and this platform as people are worshiping. We invite children to come and join us. Last Sunday, I asked daughters to bring fathers up here. The platform was filled. It seems to enhance worship and the presence of the Lord as we worship together and move into unity together. I wanted to take a few moments and give you some follow-up. Many people have been saved. Many people have been healed. There's also incredible anointing in people giving their testimonies. And so every service we're having testimonies. They're quick and short, but also they're recent. And as we do that, people are bringing more and more friends and more people are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you can come and join us in November for the prophetic gathering, Fresh Bread Continued. That's November 11, 12, and 13. Need to make reservations right away as the rooms are booking fast. We begin our young adult conference October 2nd, Friday night, and all day Saturday. Again, the conferences are free, meals all day Saturday. Bring your young people. You can grow a lot fast if you spend time with your young people. God will spend time with you and relationships will be built. The title of that is Hashtag Holy Spirit. And young people know what hashtag means. It's important to them, therefore it's important to us. Being led by Holy Spirit is vital in this day. We hope to continue and give you more blogs so you can follow up with what is happening. Please go online and watch. The testimonies are amazing. Share those with others. We're getting a lot of testimonies back from pastors. They're showing some of the testimonies, like Jochebed gives a beautiful testimony. As a young child, the Holy Spirit came and moved. Some pastors gathering their young people up in the altar area like this, just showing them on a computer or even phone. And as they show these young people giving testimonies, etc., the Holy Spirit moving among those children. So please take time to go online, watch those blogs, look at some of the testimonies, watch some of the services, and I hope to see you here this fall. Thank you very much. God bless you.